Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim, here with my colleague Amanda, and today we're highlighting another one of the top economic developers in the nation. Amanda had the opportunity this week to talk to Jeremy Venata of Big Sky Economic Development. Amanda, how'd that conversation go?
Oh, I had an absolute blast talking to Jeremy. He is the Director of Business Outreach, Recruitment, and Marketing, and the title fits him perfectly. He's had a really interesting career where previously he served as a news producer for the CBS affiliate in Billings, Montana. He's done a lot of marketing for a lot of different industries and organizations in Montana, and now he leads those marketing efforts for Big Sky. So our conversation kind of definitely took that marketing trail. We talked a little bit about even the way that they're using social media for their economic development organization. And even cooler, this guy grew up on a farm. He loves hard work. He loves to have fun. And I can't wait for you to hear what Jeremy has to say about his experience.
Well, I say let's dive right in. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Venata.
Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and we look forward to this conversation with you. To get us started, we always like to jump in with kind of an opening question, and that is, what's one thing that everybody should know about you who's listening?
Great question. I'm a fourth generation Montana farm boy. I actually grew up in a small town called Bainville, Montana, on a ranch 10 miles north of there. And so I got to do everything from working cattle to swathing to all that kind of stuff. And now I'm in the biggest city in Montana, which is Billings. And it's kind of fun because now I get to have the city life and yet to have those farm roots. And it's good when I relate to people about Montana. And just in my job of marketing Billings, Montana, it's been really an opportunity for me to share, you know, what I love most about Montana.
Well, growing up on a farm in Montana had to be a lot of fun, and probably there were a lot of adventures that came with that. Has that really played into how you work in your current role in terms of marketing or in terms of trying to build your community, build your state? Have those farm roots played into that?
You know, I think it always provides a good balance for me because it's funny you say it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work.
Yeah,
is what I remember most. And so, you know, you have those strong, I think it is a strong work ethic when you come from a farm, and you also know how to relate to people. I oftentimes remember being at a cattle sale, and, you know, here I am 8 years old sitting next to all these farmers and ranchers, and what do you do but you strike up a conversation. So I've really learned to be able to talk to anyone. And so in my job of, you know, attracting new businesses, I don't have a problem with chatting with anyone and talking with them. And so it's been, I think that's been most helpful as well, too, is just being able to relate to people and understanding what kind of what their mission is and what they're trying to accomplish with the particular project we're working on. And so I'd absolutely say growing up on a farm was helpful.
That's great. And in the end, you know, if you strip all of the things away from the industry that we're in, it really does come down to people and the ability to build relationships. So I'm sure that had a huge part in what you're doing today. But take us from the farm to the city. How did you end up in economic development?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I used to be I had a lot of marketing jobs through my career. I actually started in television news. I worked for the CBS affiliate here in Billings and worked as a reporter and then as a producer doing the 5:30 and 10 news, and really got to learn about my city in a way that I didn't know. I actually went to college here as well, too, at Montana State University Billings. And so I transitioned to this job and had a great opportunity to see the city from the news perspective and meet some city leaders and got very interested in it. And through a couple of roles of other positions in the community, including Vice President of the Chamber of Commerce, and then ultimately here at Big Sky Economic Development, it just kind of moved into being, you know, marketing different things within the community to actually marketing our city as itself. And I had a number of people who actually showed me the position and said, you should do this, you should do this. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know if I really know a ton about attracting new businesses. But when you apply, you know, general sales and marketing skills and then a love and passion for your community, it was a good fit for me. And so I've been doing it for about 5 years, and it's been a definitely a learning process, but at the same time, I feel very comfortable in it because of my past experience in marketing roles. So I'm still learning, and I think this is one of those industries we'll always continue to learn.
Absolutely. There is no shortage of new challenges and new information to kind of always figure out each and every day. Because you've had such a varied background and professional experience, but really all very community-based, what is something about your community of Billings, and the state of Montana that really is unique that you would like others to know about?
Yeah, you know, I think we all want to think that we have that magic selling point that we're so unique. There's so many great cities in America that, you know, we all love to travel to. And I'd say that it's just our community is interesting because we serve as a large regional hub in the northern Rocky Mountain area. And so, you know, we're 500 miles from Seattle and Denver and Minneapolis and Calgary. And when you come right to the middle of it, there's the next largest urban center. And so we play this regional hub to everyone from the farmers and ranchers that I mentioned before. We serve a huge healthcare need. We have two major hospitals here. We also serve a huge retail need. We're the single largest geographical trade area in the country, which means, you know, when we're talking to retailers to come to the area, they have a hard time understanding that Montanans drive 150 miles from their rural community to Billings for healthcare, for to go shopping. They'll load up at Costco and head out of town, and so it's rather interesting that way. It's a positive and it's a negative because we have a hard time getting that message point across. Most people want to know how many people live within a 5 mile radius, and we're trying to tell them our audience is much bigger than that. So our city's really unique from that perspective, that we have such a regional trade area.
So what are the kinds of marketing strategies that you use? I know marketing's a really strong background for you. What kinds of marketing strategies have been the most successful to help you communicate that message to businesses maybe looking to relocate?
Yeah, we try to really, Montana, the word Montana has a lot of, evokes a lot of emotion for a lot of people, because I think at first, when they first hear it, they go, oh yeah, what a great place. I want a vacation there, or I did vacation there. We went skiing there, or we went backpacking and camping, and they loved it. And so for us, it's really been figuring out how does that translate to a meaningful business message, because quality of life, or quality of place, even as we like to call it, translates to only so far. And then it has to make you have to have a good business case. Why would a company want to locate here or expand here? And so our marketing messages have really been trying to hone in on that love of the thought of Montana, yet really understanding how and demonstrating how that makes practical sense for a business. And so we use that with some really great wins that we've had, like GE Capital is located to Billings. We have KOA, which is Campgrounds of America. Their world headquarters are located here in Billings. We have a number of Fortune 100 companies that are located here, and it's so that's the marketing challenge. And I think that we've done that pretty well in the messaging that we've come out with. Our tagline is where blue sky meets bottom line, and so we really like to play that it's the beautiful Montana, yet it really does affect your bottom line in a positive way.
Absolutely. I love that tagline. And I also saw that you recently celebrated 25 years as an economic development agency. So congratulations on that. How are you using things like social media or digital marketing strategies? Are those things that you're seeing have an impact in terms of business attraction? Or is that really more to generate awareness within your local community? How are you seeing that used?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And we would love to say that we've been successful with our social media strategies in the business attraction, but I'm not sure that in the busy world of site selection work that site selectors are following all of that. And so that's been a harder challenge for us. But what I will say is we've used it for even talent attraction. So when we're able to or have a challenge for some additional workforce, we're able to get the message out that our area is a great place to live. Our unemployment rate's 3% right now. And in Billings, we have about 7,000 jobs open. And so anyone listening to this, we would encourage them to check the city out just to even come work here. But that's an interesting challenge. And it's one that we're launching. We have a new program that's called Billings Works that we're focusing on workforce. But social media strategy is really one of those where we are trying to get the message out of why people would want to come live here, what the opportunities are. It was literally named one of the top 10 cities in America by livability.com for best beers in America, and we because of all of the craft breweries that we've had opening up in Billings. And so that means something to someone. And so social media has helped us have that platform to get that message out and really share why we make good sense for families and for careers and for outdoors and things like that. So I would say that's the strategy we're adopting with that, more so than, trying to get the word out to site selectors about that, which, you know, in terms of getting it out to maybe companies and CEOs, that certainly could be more of a platform as well, too.
Absolutely. So you've touched a little bit on kind of how you define success in terms of your social media and marketing strategy, but how would you define success for yourself as a leader and then kind of overall for your organization? What's your key mission?
You know, I would say it all comes down to trying to be the most genuine and authentic we can. When we're dealing with clients, whether it be the small business that we're counseling or whether it be the company that we're trying to attract here, the more authentic information that we can provide and the more genuine we can be in sharing real information that's helpful to them, the better we've done, I think. And so we want them to walk away knowing that we cared about them, that we did our best job into providing, you know, relevant, timely information. And so I've always appreciated when site selectors have said, wow, I can't believe that you provided this information that might not have shown us in the best of light, but it was the truthful information. And in the end, they came back and said, we really appreciated that. And I think that is, you know, we want to build a relationship. We're not in it for one time of, you know, get them in the door, get them out, or you know, one project, and after that we're done. So I think that's really been the key to our organization, even 25 years. That's what we center it around, is how do we be genuine and authentic to the people that we work with.
Yeah, I think authenticity is such an important piece of really any business strategy and business identification today. I'm really glad you brought that up. I think it's something that we should always try to keep at the front of our minds when we're determining how to communicate, what to share, how to market, all of those things. So thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to close with this last question. It's another kind of open-ended, so I look forward to your answer. But as you look ahead to the future, what do you think, Jeremy, will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to most focus on?
I look at it from the business attraction perspective, and even, I guess, just as economic development organizations in general, is we often try to be everything to everyone, and it's just not possible. I think with having conversations with site selectors and others to learn what they expect to get from a community and from economic developers, it's to really not be everything to everyone. And we may be a good fit for some things, and that's what we should push, but others we may not. And so when we're having those conversations, we need to acknowledge where we're not the strongest at and really play that off. I think, you know, back to that being authentic and genuine, the more that we can be of that, the greater chance we have building relationships that are beneficial to all parties. And in the end, we'll all walk away stronger from that. So not everyone's going to be perfect and the best for everything. And that's what we all have to admit as economic developers.
excellent perspective. Thank you so much for your time today and sharing your insights with us and with all of our listeners. And most importantly, thank you for being one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Hey, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.